And we were expecting to have trivia in the second hour. We'll probably pull that off. What do you think?
I hope so. It could change.
Pepe's
you never
coupons
know.
Available?
Yes, we do. We have $20 in gift coupons for Pepe's up in Canutillo, and we're going to have a Pepe special, which we've already picked. Do you want to talk about that now? Or
we could, but let's get to that in a second. But we're not going to go to Pepe's today because
we're
down the valley,
we're in
Building B.
Down in the valley.
And the address here is basically you come to Hawkins and North Loop, and you'll find the campus. Go to Building B. But let's also talk about things going on where we are. We've got a group of people coming in to tell us the history of the El Paso Community College. But I should let you know that if you're listening to this on the radio, give a thought to getting in your car and coming over here. They are giving away food. A food is a four-letter word. They're
That's
giving
right.
it away here today.
And why are they doing that?
It's a big deal for the 50th anniversary
That's right.
of El Paso Community College.
50
and
years.
And our host today, as we sit here and speak in this hallway here, is none other than Jim Haney. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you. Thanks for
good
coming
morning.
By. We're glad to have you here. We're real proud to talk about the history of El Paso Community College.
We also have some people already walking by. Carlos is here. Morning, Carlos.
Hey, Carlos.
We have people coming in to say hello to us.
Yeah, we got a real live audience here.
Audience here in this. We're actually in the lobby of Building B. So if you want to come say hi to us, that's where you will
come
find
and hang
us.
Out with us.
But the idea is today to explain the history of El Paso Community College because it's an institution that's It's 50 years in the making.
50 years in the making. Over 1 million students have walked through a door at one of our campuses over the 50 years, and 80,000 students have graduated with a certificate or a degree over those 50 years.
And there's one guy who's probably taught most of those students in his own classes of history, and that is Leon Blevins. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Well, welcome here, and thank you for being historic.
Yes.
is very historic.
He is. The older I get, the more institutional memory I lose.
Well, but that's okay, the more historic you become. So, Leon Blevins, thanks for being here. You, in our world of El Paso history, you've always been the other Leon, and now you're the Leon of record here this morning.
Right.
And how long did you teach at Community College?
44 years. I started in 1972, the second year they had classes. And then until 2016, I retired.
Well, actually, they had classes beginning. Do you know where they actually began?
They were at high schools all over El Paso.
And
there was
mainly
night classes. They went to different high schools. Like one of the main schools was Austin. I'm jumping ahead. 2 years later, that's where the first graduation was held, was actually in the auditorium of Austin High School. But the second year when Leon started to teach, we got our first campus. We dealt with the U.S. Army, and they gave us land at Logan Heights area.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of their buildings was used as a campus. And that we were there for 6 years, I want to say. That was the main campus of El Paso Community College.
Well, what we used to call junior colleges when I started out was junior college. That's how I started out, and that was in California. But many of the night schools are what turned into community colleges, it seems like.
Think it was a pattern so much, but, things just happened to move that way. It was June 28th was the date in 1969. That's why we're celebrating this year when the voters in the county of El Paso voted to create the El Paso County Community College District, and we voted in a 7-member board of trustees, which still exists. But this is where Leon's going to come in and talk a lot about it. One of the major things of our early years was they didn't vote for money. So here's a college, here's a board of trustees, and we have no money.
And they created a tax district, I guess is what you're saying.
Well,
but they refused to fund it.
They refused to fund it. And so it went on for a good 5 years till finally, and a bunch of different things happened. As I said, this is where our greatest government professor this college ever had is going to jump in here and talk about that, because that was the biggest story of the early years. And also, I just wanted to mention about Leon is that, do you know he has his own fan club?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is so popular. People, who took him, because he took it another level. He would dress up for whatever the subject was of that day. And the people that don't know Leon Blevins, you do know him, because if you've ever gone out to any parade in El Paso and saw Uncle
Sam,
Leon. That's Leon Blevins. So you do know who Leon Blevins is.
Let's ask Uncle Sam. Actually, Leon, what was your most fun costume to wear?
Uncle Sam is the one I'm best known for. In fact, Community College has lined up with the Museum of History here in El Paso for a Community College exhibit. The opening reception is April the 18th in the evening at 6 o'clock at the museum. And they asked me if I would hand over my favorite costume that I had a picture of me teaching a class in it. And that's Uncle Sam.
You're going to hand it over to them?
Well, they're going to put it on a mannequin, and it will be on display. How cool. So they can see that, and it will run into sometime maybe early September.
Well, you're going to need that costume back at some point.
Well, I have two of them.
Oh, okay.
I have a
back.
Well, yeah, no, it's just going to be for our display that runs through. It's April 18th through September 29th at the El Paso History Museum. So come down and learn all about everything that happened at El Paso Community College. There's so many things that have happened and have gone through the years.
Take a quick note and tell people what is going on here today.
Okay.
This is amazing.
I was about to unleash Leon, but okay, we'll
I was trying
quickly.
To get to put Leon in the museum.
Get a promo in there.
Okay. Well, we are having today what is known as the El Paso Community College 50th Anniversary Open House. We want people to come by. If you've been here before, come back and see what's going on. If you've never been here before, come and learn about the history of El Paso Community College. We have a whole area of a children's kiddie corner. We have face painting, jumping balloons, petting zoos, all kinds of games for the kids. We have our whole entire art and music department in Building A who will be performing. Dance, music, showing off artwork. And in Building B, where we're at, outside and inside, we're showcasing all our different programs. You can come get your heart pressure taken. You can get your nails done. We have our culinary handing out the free food.
Is this all free today?
Yeah, everything is free. Come out and learn everything. We're here until 2 o'clock. 919 Hunter is our address, but it's best if you're coming from the west side, central or northeast, to get off at Airway, go up to Viscount, and come the whole way down Viscount. That's the best way to shoot to us. East side, you can come a normal way, just get off at McRae and go up Viscount from there.
And right now we have Leon Blevins sitting here. And Leon, I want to ask you, what was it like in the very early days of teaching at El Paso Community College?
Okay, let me give a suggestion to the listeners to get pen and paper so that you can take some notes.
There's going to be a test.
That's
going to be a test. The professor in me is coming out because I want to give some information about things you can find on the internet to see some TV shows that we did. Ooh. One of them with Jim Heine, and you can watch those with more time than we have for the program today.
Well, that's what some people know you better as a TV guy.
Yeah.
Than as a professor in a class, because your television is never going to quit.
Yeah. They're in reruns right now.
Yeah.
I had a TV show. Well, I taught here from 1972 to 2016.
Uh-huh.
I had a TV show for 11 years, and it is now in reruns.
Yeah.
But they're showing programs that have long livability. They're generic more than just specific events.
You call
them
evergreens.
You've
been on it. I've been on it. Bernie's been on it.
And I've been on your show before.
That's
so
true. And here you are again.
Yeah.
Well, now, Leon Blevins, we really appreciate your history and such. What was it like teaching? Because, that was probably untried territory for teachers in that day, was it?
Well, I had taught in high school for 2 years and then taught 3 years in other schools. I taught at Texas Tech in Lubbock and West Texas State near Amarillo. And then when this school opened up, I was reading an obituary about a man named Joe Yarbrough was doing a master's degree teaching and working at Texas Western University. They changed the name while I was there to UT El Paso. And my wife and I, Shanna and I, worked for a man named Joe Yarbrough. And Yarbrough Drive is named after him. He was a builder, developer on the east side of town. And he died of a heart attack in his 40s, late 40s, if I remember. And I read his obituary in the Congressional Record out of Washington, D.C. And he was listed as being on the board of a community college in El Paso.
There you go.
So I called a former professor of mine, Ed Leonard, at UTEP. And he gave me Dr. Alfredo de los Santos' name, the college president, the first president of this college. So I called him and told him I was going to be in town for spring break and was wondering if he would be in town, and he said yes. So we got together, and he offered me a contract. And I was already in my 30s before I came here.
Oh, you're an old guy.
I'm an old guy. I'm 81 now.
Oh, my.
So that's where a lot of it began. The public voted. In fact, while I was out of town teaching at Texas Tech in Lubbock, they voted to create this community college. The leading sponsor of it getting created was Joe Christie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we used to share state senator with Midland, but as population grew and the Supreme Court decided one person, one vote for state legislative bodies, is that Joe Christie was elected. His father-in-law was Albert Horowitz, who was a businessman in the clothing industry, if I remember. Uh-huh. And Mr. Horowitz had seen some community colleges and junior colleges in other places. And he said to his son-in-law, you know, we need a community college in El Paso. So Joe Christie introduced the bill. It got passed. And then it was created that it could be a taxing institution, a county-based taxing institution. And then the next thing we knew, a bond issue was held, and the voters turned it down.
Ah.
They wanted the institution, but they didn't want to pay taxes.
Oh, you want to pay for it too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
under the law, you had to wait 2 years before you could have another election.
So that's how it started.
So they did, and then they voted it down again.
Oh.
So we had a third chance at it after another 2 years. In fact, when I was driving into El Paso in a U-Haul truck, coming over the Waco Mountains, turned on the radio. And
that's
the
a Willie Nelson song, by the way.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
And
you got through the Border Patrol okay, right?
People were telephoning in. It may have been this channel. They were telephoning in, and most of them were saying they did not want the college. They did not want their taxes to go up. Many of them were retired military. Many were calling. We're from Northeast El Paso and said, we don't need another college. We have UTEP. And so that was what we ran into. Eventually, then, Blaine Nelson, one of my colleagues, he came the year after I did. He was very good in computers and demographic studies and so on, and he led us in our third bond issue vote. I coordinated the east side of town on that election. Margaret Haddad, not Margaret Haddad. It was Margaret Langford, Margie Langford. Her husband was an architect. She was on the early board. And then she became a political science professor with us. And she coordinated the West Side in the election.
But you got through it is the point. I mean, we need to move on.
Right.
But move on to the point that you got funded.
Got funded. The next key point was how we got it approved, and that Blaine was leading it when he met with the board, and some of the board wanted to have the election on Tuesday. And Blaine said, no, we need to go for Saturday, because we can get our students out of classes. They won't be in class on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we can have them working out of our homes in these different parts of town. And I think we can get it adopted that way. And it was a key strategic decision that was made.
It worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Leon Blevins, a lot of history. Stick around, because we're going to ask you some more stuff. Jim Haney is still here. And we got to talk about a commercial break here at some point. But just to remind people, we're at the Val Verde campus of El Paso Community College. They're giving away food out here. If that doesn't get you interested in getting in your car and coming over here. And if I were going to get off the freeway coming from the west side, I'd get off at Trowbridge.
Yeah, it's
come straight
route
through the refineries and hit the campus.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, up at the top there, you got a lane closed. You got an exit closed, I believe, on I-10.
Well, it's Ficount, yeah. But actually, Airway is the best one.
Okay, you like Airway?
Airway, you take a left on Airway, right on Ficount, and just take Ficount the whole way down
to here.
And
you're there.
That's the best way.
All right, taking a break here. But, Melissa, I don't think we're going to be able to do phone calls today from what they were telling me. Maybe somebody in the control room will be able to let us know about
call
that.
Call Shelley.
But you can also you can talk to Shelley. But you can also look at us on Facebook.
Yes, we're good. I'm going to put a picture up of what's kind of going on here as we go along here today, if I can keep both of these things going at the same time.
Oh, you can handle this. Also, we have
some
interviews that we have pre-recorded. We'll get to some of those in a minute as well. And we're expecting the president of the college to come in.
Yes, Ooh. Dr. Serrato will be here momentarily and will sit down and talk to us for a few minutes.
The president.
As long as a couple other famous El Paso Community College people will be popping in, too, as the morning goes on.
Come on down. Say hello to us. We're in the lobby of Building B, and outside of Building B, there's free food. There's jumping bullets.
You have a one-track mind, don't you?
I know. He's hungry,
obviously. You give away food on the radio, people respond.
And see the campus. It's really growing. You've got more buildings going in down here, too.
Two buildings on this campus are going up right now.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. The campus is great. I was here a couple of weeks ago for another program. You're doing great things.
Take a look at us on Facebook. We shall be back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
When the world is watching, and you need your logo perfectly printed on promotional items, you need the ultimate guarantee. You need certainty. To know for certain it'll be right the first time, on the right items, at a great price. You need the promotional product experts at 4imprint. Because as soon as something has your logo on it, it matters to you, your customers, your coworkers, and to us. From pens and caps to hot tech and popular brands, 4imprint's wide selection always changes to keep up with the latest trends. But there is one thing we've delivered for over 30 years that's timeless. Certainty. Because the world is certainly watching. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Okay, folks, now is the one sale worth waiting for. The Crawford GMC Truck Hunt Sale is on right now.
You'll find the incredibly complete lineup of GMC trucks and SUVs.
Like this beautiful 2018 GMC Sierra Denali for $12,250 in total savings.
Let's go.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com. For DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're back live here on the set. Community, and we are live on location. That is playing right now. Stop
talking about.
Yeah, we got a clip we're going to play here in a second here coming up.
College out of nothing, low money, and not a lot of money to support. And he was bringing.
There we go. Sorry about that.
All right, we're on the air here. You know,
hey, we're live, okay? It's live.
Okay, as we're live at El Paso Community College, we've got a lot of history to talk to you about today and a number of things to tell you. First, though, we have all of our segments of a recent ABC 7 series from El Paso History TV. They are now online at youtube.com/El Paso History TV. That's where you see Bernie Sargent wandering around the town, talking to all kinds of people, doing TV reports like Leon Metz used to do. Back in the day, we now have Bernie out doing that. It's on YouTube. You can subscribe to that channel and get free notices. Also, thanks to Randy Limbert at El Paso Scene. They put us in the magazine for El Paso History TV and also for the El Paso History Radio Show. Thank you much. And if you want to see what's going on in El Paso, take the history happenings in the column in the El Paso Scene. What do you got?
Well, today you've got over at the Sunset Film Society won't have any movies today, but they do have the Kermazar going on today, and that's going to be going on today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the Kermazar is the International Arts Festival that's happening at the International Museum of Art at 1211 Montana Avenue. And you've got a great place to go see some wonderful art, jewelry, sculpture, all kinds of wonderful things that you can buy. And it helps support the museum. It's just one of their great fundraisers. And it's going to be happening in the Grand Parlor, and you'll have face painting, activities for kids, food trucks will be available. And again, this is to help support the International Museum of Art as well as our local artists. So head on out there, and the next week the movies will be back, and we'll be talking about the different movies because it's April Fool's Month, so be some great, great comedies coming up this month.
All right, back live here in the we're basically in the lobby of Building B.
Of Building B of the Via Verde campus.
And
yes.
Jim Haney's the guy who's in charge of us and the campus today.
Uh-huh.
And you're the one throwing the party.
Yes, we're having a community open house. We want everyone to come out, whether you've been to EPCC, which most people are touched by someone who went here, because 1 million, people have walked through the door. So we're at the Via Verde campus. We're in all the A, B, and C buildings. We have a kiddie corner for children, because that's one of our biggest pushes, is what we call creating a college-going culture. We're in kindergartens talking about going to college, because we don't call it K through 12. We call it K through 16.
You keep going. You like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so we have a kiddie corner. Kids can come be on a college campus. We have all kinds of stuff. And Jackson's favorite thing, we have free food from our award-winning culinary department. I mean, we have one of the best culinary departments in the whole country.
I've had the food. That's why I'm excited about
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they should still be out there when we're done. Also, we will have our art departments, music, dance. They're all performing in the A building. You can learn about our programs over in the B building where we're at. Get your nails done by our nail technology. Get blood pressure taken from some of our medical areas, health departments. So we are rocking and rolling here, and it's 50 years. Happy anniversary to everybody, because everyone's come here, I think.
We're talking about the history of El Paso Community College. Leon Blevins is here. And you were here kind of since day one, weren't you?
Seems like almost.
Well, now, there was a professor back in the day named David Henry. And David Henry was the guy you worked with back in that time, right?
Yeah, he taught a different subject than I did.
We're about to hear a clip from him as we speak. Here he comes, David Henry.
Okay.
Okay. You have to bear with me on this one. Come on, play.
It's not going to work, Melissa?
Yes, it is. It's playing now.
Now would be the time.
It's playing.
All right, we're going to move on.
Okay.
Take that down.
Well, David Henry was talking about what Leon was talking about earlier with the... with all the going to get the bond election done, we piggybacked other colleges in the country for a kind of a lawsuit that went the whole way to the Supreme Court.
Jim, let me interject on that. I want to give this information. I interviewed Jim, that we're talking to right now, for the 40th anniversary, and that's on YouTube. And it's a 30-minute interview. Then I interviewed Blaine Nelson, that I mentioned a while ago, for another 30-minute interview. And then I interviewed Joe Foster, who was our first board president. The way you get to those interviews is you go to the internet, type in YouTube, EPCC TV, Blevins Playlist, and look then for number 67. That's Jim that was just talking. Look for program 69. That's Joe Foster, the board chairman. And number 73, that's Blaine Nelson, the professor who led in the bond issue vote. So... what happened was David Henry's is not coming up. Do you still get it? Did not get it?
No, we didn't get that clip.
Okay. What happened was we had that third bond issue election that Blaine was leading us in. There was a state law that said that it's a county-based institution, that when people went to vote in their precincts, they had two boxes to vote in. One was for the voters who were property owners. The other box was for renters or non-property owners. To win the election to raise taxes on the people of the county, you had to win a majority of all the boxes, and then you had to win the majority of the property owners' boxes. As we won the election, we won it by winning the non-property owners' boxes.
Oh, dear.
But we were told we lost.
Oh.
So we piggybacked, as Jim said, we piggybacked on the case of a library bond issue from Fort Worth, Texas, and so we Ed Dunbar, a lawyer for the college, introduced a friend of the court brief, and it was added to their case. So Joe Foster and Ed Dunbar and Mark Berry, another lawyer, they went to the Supreme Court. They had introduced the written briefs. They didn't get to argue there, but they listened in and saw the decision. The decision, that was in 1975, I think. The election was 74. The decision was in 1975. You can look up, that up on the Internet. It's called Hill versus Stone. This morning I checked. Over 33,200,000 people since 75 have checked that site.
So you set a precedent.
That's right. It was a precedent. Their library and our college set the precedent. We destroyed a discriminatory voting practice law that discriminated against non-property owners.
So there's the history of the El Paso Community College legally getting going.
Yes.
An amazing thing here. We need to take one more commercial break here. We're going to come back with some additional interviews. Leon Blevins, thank you for being here. We're going to call upon you maybe next few minutes here. But Jim Haney, we're going to have to get out and take one more break.
Okay, sounds good.
But again, we're calling people to come down to the El Paso Community College.
Right, 50th anniversary open house celebration. Come on down. Via Verde campus, we're in all the buildings A, B, and C with a lot of fun things going on.
We're in Lobby of B. So if you
right, Lobby of Building B. Come by and say hi.
And don't forget that food thing.
Right, there's free food right outside of our
can
door.
You imagine there's
before,
free
get
food.
Here, get here before Jackson eats it all.
I'm going to go out there when I get a chance here, but they got me tied down to this desk here.
Okay.
And so we're going to do that. All right, Wilshie, you'll take a break and come back in just a moment.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Hey, hon, TV antenna's broken. We can't get our channel.
The antenna is fine. Give me the remote.
What? No.
I need the remote to fix it. We need to rescan for local channels.
Oh, you know everything, huh?
Well, yes, I do. But you were right here with me when they aired the announcement about changes in the broadcast frequency.
Really?
Yeah. Here, it's easy to rescan. You do it.
Okay.
Instructions are at fcc.gov/TV rescan or call 1-888-CALL-FCC.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We are live at the El Paso Community College, the Building B, and we are on the campus of Val Verde. Come down and say hey. Did you hear about that? We have free food? Oh, I guess you did hear about it. Jim Haney is here as our host. Melissa Sargent is here with us. A couple of things just to let you know. In April, we've got some events and dates for the Harvey Girls. They're going to be Monday, April the 8th, Union Passenger Station. And that program is the History of the Railroad Police. And that's put on by Woody Bear. Visitors welcome, 591-2326 on that. And the Southwest Chapter Railway Locomotive Historical Society, meeting Wednesday, April the 10th, and that's at 6 p.m. Give them a call. They're at El Serapi Restaurant, 540-9660. The History of the Southwest Chapter Railroad Locomotive History by Robbie Peartree. What do you got?
Well, Friday, April 12th at 11 a.m., the Rio Grande Chapter of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas will meet at Avila's Restaurant on North Mesa, and their program is Women in Construction, presented by Pam Crosby. Visitors are interested in Texas history are welcome, and you can call 760-5775 for more information. Then Friday, April 26th at 6 p.m., El Paso Corral, the Westerners International, we'll meet at Holiday Inn El Paso, West I-10 at El Sunland Park Drive. Their program is Fred Harvey, Man of Vision, Step Into His World and Meet Fred's Friend and Family. This is going to be given by Presta Coop, and this is going to have a dinner and program, and it's only $20, and visitors are welcome, but you must RSVP by Monday, April 22nd to 915-759-9536.
History is everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know that?
It's yes. Falling out of the sky.
Especially at El Paso Community College.
Where we are sitting.
Yeah, all year.
In the lobby of Building B right now. Come down and say hi. But no, you do history all the time.
Yeah.
You do.
Are you hysterical?
Hysterical.
Well, let's introduce a couple of women who are also part of your history.
Right, right. And we got joined by two of the great women of this college.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. First is Mrs. Belen Robles, who is a member of the EPCC Board of Trustees, but most importantly, she was there when the college was getting going because she was involved with LULAC here in El Paso, mm-hmm. and also very important, she was and is the only national president of LULAC that was a woman.
Welcome here.
That's right.
I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah.
And also, we have with you Mary Yanis. And Mary is the director in senior adult programs and a 45-year employee.
That's it.
Both of you are here to talk to us about the history.
Belen, most of us have been sitting here for 46 years.
Oh, yeah. I missed a year there somewhere. Well, Belen, tell us your history here. What do you think about this?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you, I feel very blessed. And, of course, it's going to date me, but that's all right because I've been around the block a few times.
Good dating.
Me too.
Yes. Anyway, through my membership in LULAC was how I got involved with the establishment of the El Paso Community College because there was a gentleman by the name of Javier Valles, a member of LULAC Council 132, that was very close to Senator Joe Christie. As you know, Senator Christie was the one that did all the hard work in getting the state of Texas to establish the El Paso Community College in El Paso.
It took a lot of people, didn't it?
It sure mm-hmm. did. You know what? And Javier agreed with the senator that he would rally the troops in El Paso to vote for the college because it would take a vote.
It took several votes.
Yes, because the powers of be said only property owners could vote.
Well, now, was there a resistance because we had UTEP or what went on there?
Well, there was a resistance because they figured they didn't really want another funded institution.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, okay.
I kind of figured that had something to do with it. Although getting into UTEP was very difficult. And not only that, but the culture at a four-year institution is very different than a community college. Mm-hmm. And we felt that why was it that our graduating seniors with valedictorian titles were getting lost at UTEP.
Oh.
Okay, so we needed to find a way to open doors of opportunity for all of these brilliant young graduates to be able to make it. And so as a result, like I said, Joe Christie did his thing, and then Javier Valles got all the LULAC members to rally the troops to get them out to vote.
LULAC, real quick, just define LULAC.
It's the League of United Latin American Citizens. It's the oldest and largest civil rights organization, having been funded in Corpus Christi 1927.
Very big in El Paso.
It's quite big in El Paso. As a matter of fact, Mary is the district director at this time for that organization, and we have a number of chapters. And our focus, one of the pillars of the organization, is educating our young people, and that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Education is very important. Yes.
Mary, why don't you give us a thought or two about that?
Can I just break in real quick and say one thing about Mary?
Yes.
Unbelievable. She was just inducted into the El Paso Women's Commission Hall of Fame.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh.
We're talking, wow.
I used to be on the Women's Commission. Yeah. Congratulations, 100 years ago.
Now, are we having another person join us here?
Dr.
We will, but you can have Mary say a couple words while he gets ready.
Mary, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that education is very important for this community and any community. And LULAC, as Belen mentioned, we work very hard to raise money for scholarships. And we've given thousands of dollars of scholarships each year to our students here in this community. And so we're proud to be LULAC. But I'm also here representing EPCC as an employee. 46 years. I was hired in October. I started working in October 1973 at Logan Heights. And at that time, the college was just getting formed and getting their departments strong and established. So they were looking for a duplicating supervisor. Because, you know, at that time, it was a mimeograph. It was a little ditto.
Oh, my.
And, yeah. The good old days.
I can smell it now.
Yeah, I know.
I smell it now.
Yeah. So I had been working at UTEP in the duplicating center over there for 10 years. So they told me, why don't you come and apply? So when I was sitting there waiting for an interview, there was an elderly lady waiting to be interviewed and a young lady like myself at age 30 waiting to be interviewed. And so I was hoping that they would pick the young one. And, you know, I saw that Dr. De Los Santos was hiring a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did hire me back in 1973. I'm very grateful because it totally changed my life. As a high school graduate from El Paso Technical High School, I was already 30, had not gone to college yet.
But you figured it out.
Yes. And so coming to the college, Dr. De Los Santos offered the staff scholarship so that we could attend college. So
I got
my associates that way.
So you've been here probably as long as Leon Blevins almost.
Yeah.
Even more because he's gone now. You're still here. Well, let's do this. Can we put you on hold slightly for a minute or two? Because we have been joined by another guest.
Yes.
And that's not just any guest here. Dr. William Serrata. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Such a pleasure to be with you.
EPCC president, it says right here. So how are things at the top, so to speak?
Well, the top is actually to my left. Mrs. Robles is a member of the board, and so
good answer.
What I do absolutely is I execute, I have the pleasure of working for seven individuals that have a laser focus on student success and increasing the educational attainment level of this region. It's my pleasure to work for them and to execute that vision, us and myself and the administration and all of the faculty and staff. So it becomes such a joy when you have a board that is truly focused on increasing that educational attainment level, increasing the quality of life, facilitating success for the residents of El Paso County. So it's my honor to be with you this morning.
And you're throwing a heck of a party out here. This is kind of neat.
We're trying. You know, I can't give the committee enough credit. You know, I want to recognize Ms. Carrie Moa, Associate Vice President, who chairs the committee along with Lisa Elliott, one of our incredible faculty members. Their team has just done a great job of setting up a timeline. You know, we were so honored. We were created in 1969, opened for classes in 1971. And, you know, it's a 50th anniversary. It is a big deal. I didn't realize Ms. Yanez had started as a little girl here and working for us.
She was a teenager, we think.
Little dimples there.
I loved it.
Working for our institution, that's what you see at this institution. Folks that have been dedicated to the institution for 20, 30, 40, close to 50 years.
Where do you think it's going to go now? You got sort of controls on this. You got a lot of help driving this bus, I'm sure. But you sort of have a future. What are you going to do about it?
We do. So what we're looking at is we're honoring the past and we're building the future. And we literally are building. We're adding 400,000 square feet, six projects on the five campuses, looking at the next level of education. We're focused on 74% of that square footage will be focused on STEM. and on CTE, Career Technology Education. These are high-wage, high-skilled jobs that stay right here in El Paso.
Talk to a parent or a grandparent who has a student that's coming up through high school, and they're thinking about getting them placed somewhere if they can't. What advice would you give those parents?
Yeah, the advice I give all parents is your children have to go to college. It is an absolute must. It is the only pathway to the middle class in today's society, and it's all college. Anything after high school is college. And so if you're looking at a CTE program, a career and technology program, we have the misconception that these are dirty jobs. What I tell folks is you don't even touch the vehicle until the computer tells you what's wrong with the vehicle.
You better understand that computer.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Right now we have welders, and that is a tough job. But we have welders that are going out into the Midland, Odessa area and in the oil fields that are making six figures a year. That is a great wage. It is a great living. And so what I tell parents is they have to go. I'd love them all to come to El Paso Community College. I just need them to go. And so we're focused on them, ensuring that we're creating that college-going culture and then a college-completing culture. You don't reap the benefits of higher ed unless you finish that degree or certificate and then continue to the next one.
And they can find this on the web or a phone call?
Absolutely. You find it on our website, epcc.edu. You'll see all the programs we have. You'll also see an incredible timeline in history of the 50 years the institution has been in existence.
And it's a community open house today.
It is.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God.
And we've got all the games. We have treats. We have fun out there. I see lots of children out there that are enjoying it. The weather.
A bunch of people are showing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And El Paso weather is beautiful. Today
is
a great
day
to come out and enjoy that.
Well, why don't we just forget this radio thing and get up and walk out there and jump in that balloon?
I think we should do that.
Or maybe after the show. I don't know.
We should be out there broadcasting. Right. There we go.
We have obligations here.
That's right.
Well, Dr. William Serrata, thank you very much for joining us. I understand you have a busy schedule here. Anything else on your mind before?
All that's on my mind right now is, again, for everyone to realize we want what's best for you. And sometimes I'll be presenting to groups and folks will say, well, not everyone has to go to college. And my question always is, are your children going? So whose kids don't have to go? I have two boys. They have no choice. Their only choice is where they go after they receive their associate's degree at El Paso Community
College. And it's economical.
Absolutely. We are by far the best value in higher education in this region. We are convenient. We have five locations throughout the greater El Paso region. So anywhere you go, you're within 15 minutes, 20 minutes of a community college campus. We're here to serve you. We look forward to really increasing that rate and looking forward to the next 50 years of the institution.
Dr. Serrata, thanks
for
joining us.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break here and come back in a few moments, and we'll talk further with Mary Yanis and Belen Robles. And also Jim Haney, he's not going anywhere. We know how to find him.
Put him back down here.
We should do that. And we're not going to be taking phone calls today, but we will take Facebook, and that where to find us is?
Yeah, El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
And you have anybody?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, here they come when we get them. All right, we shall be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving supports victims of drunk driving, drug driving, and underage drinking at no charge. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit mad.org. That's MADD.ORG.
iHeartRadio, truly the one app for everything you love. Or more accurately, everything your ears love. Thousands of radio stations, playlists for any mood. And now iHeartRadio is the number one podcaster in the country. From award-winning podcasts like Stuff You Should Know and Disgraceland to big podcast hits like the Ron Burgundy Podcast, The Dropout, The Joe Rogan Experience, and a long list of true crime podcasts. It's easy to find your new obsession. The free iHeartRadio app. Your music, your stations, and number one for podcasts. iHeartRadio.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay. I don't need that.
By the way,
we're back here live at the El Paso Community College, and we need to pick a special at Pepe's. Jim Haney, what is the special at Pepe's today?
The special is chili rellenos.
And you get two of them on this special, and you get
one. But they have to give one to me.
Well, you have to go there.
Oh, okay.
And you get one
chili relleno.
You get one per customer. You can't buy six of these and take them home. It's on site. Eat them when you got them. Two chili rellenos today is the special. That's $6. All right, we got Belen Robles here for a few more minutes, and Mary Yanis. Belen, you had some thoughts about what the doctor had said.
Oh, yes. You know, the doctor is, and the board and the entire staff is really focused on student success. And we understand that parents are really involved in their children's education the first 3 years of their schooling. And then they kind of let them go. Well, we find that if we have programs for children the first, second, and third grade in schools where the parents aren't familiar with the challenges or how to encourage their students to go to college, we have created the college-going culture program, where we adopt the schools and we go out and we tell them how important it is for the children to go to college. And we even tell them, work hard and you will get a scholarship.
You do this for the second graders?
For the first, second, and third graders.
God, that would have been great if I'd had that.
But you know what? It also educates the parents.
Well, and
because the parents, we invite them to be there.
And the teachers are already kind of into education, but you get them in a more streamlined fashion.
Exactly. And then we also have the early college high school.
Oh.
That means, and we have 12 of them with all the school districts. It means that when a student registers as a freshman, they can also take courses towards college. And we graduate, and this is free of charge. As you take your courses in high school, you also take college courses, so that when you graduate from high school, you have an associate degree, and you can go to a four-year institution as a junior. And usually, they have been trained to study so well that most of our students that graduate from early college high school are able to complete their college education in 4 years.
Great program. Now, Mary, I want to ask you, did you get involved in this?
I'm kind of at the end, but I'm kind of in the early years, that opportunity to be able to come to college, not being able to attend UTEP or to afford it. And so it carried me through my associates, through my bachelor's at UTEP, and also to get a master's. So, you know, if they're getting it early, imagine I got it at 30. I got the education bug at 30 years old. I can imagine what these little kids that we are adopting as schools.
But Belen, you went to UTEP or no?
No, I did not. I did not attend UTEP.
But now you're pushing this pretty good here because it's worthy.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I have always known and I have always been involved because I know the importance of education. Okay.
And we have a great partnership with UTEP. We have like seamless registration. Like if you graduate from El Paso Community College, you're automatically in UTEP. I mean, it's 80%, I think the number is about 80% of the students who graduate from El Paso Community College go on to UTEP. So we have a wonderful, wonderful partnership with UTEP. We always have and we always will.
It's an interesting thing you guys are doing here. And it looks like it's a big, great institution. But I can recall when it was like operating out of the back warehouses.
Well, high schools.
But there was warehouses. There was something down in
and
Five
the barracks.
Points. There was something down in Five Points that was a classrooms and some I think administration at one point.
Maybe it was the first year we finally got going in 1971. 901 students. It was at high schools around town in the evening. Then, as Ms. Robles just stated, the second year is when we got on to Logan Heights at Fort Bliss. And then it became more like a college.
That big V2 rocket was still there.
Yeah, Rio Grande College also was early in the
Yeah, and then in 1975, I think it was buildings that belonged to the El Paso Independent School District, a building downtown in the Rio Grande, which is still, now that is our oldest campus. And that's where most of our health programs come out of, because the famed ship that went around the world called the City of Hope donated all their equipment to us to start.
I didn't know that.
To start the college down in 1975, down at our Rio Grande campus. But of course, now our Rio Grande campus is like five other buildings, and they're also building a brand new building down there too.
And you just bought KTSM Television building.
We just bought their building too. And everyone loves us down there because we got their parking lot. The parking down at our Rio Grande campus is one of the struggles. But that's where the new building we're building down there, four of the floors will also be parking.
Mary, you had a thought.
Just a thought. Valle Verde also was established through the hard work of employees and staff and faculty. And Dr. Shipak, I recall, I was in the planning committee when we were designing Trans Mountain Campus. And so he gave us all an opportunity to get in there and design the different campuses through charrettes. We'll remember the charrettes. And so, it isn't just working for the college. It's almost like your life. It's part of your life.
It's a team. It is definitely a team.
Yes, and it's your family.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a fact.
So many times they just hear, you got to do this, and it's nice to be involved in the whole process.
Yes.
Any other thoughts here? We're about done with this hour. We're going to come back after the news,
yes,
by the way,
okay,
and pick this up again.
We're gonna keep, Mrs. Robles can stay and Mary can stay, but the one thing that was very interesting that we brought up when you were talking to us during the last commercial break is we go from kindergarten to 99. And Mary's program that she runs and has run for decades, the senior adult program, is one of the great parts of the history of the college. And we do need to talk with her a little more about that. You know, if you're 55 or older, you can take courses with her for free. I said Jackson's favorite word again.
Food.
Well, no, free.
Free.
Favorite word is food.
Free. Yeah.
Well, speaking about food.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know that we have the best culinary department in Texas?
Oh, my gosh. We hear the music now coming. We got to take a break here. Hold that thought for after the news, because we're going to come back and ask you.
Second
what are you
hour.
Talking about? What are you going to eat today? Here free at the campus, EPCC. Back after the news. Thank you all for joining us. See you then.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
Meet Denise.
I would wake up in the morning.